Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Northern Exposure on Inside Access.
Sponsored by Plaza Ford. See why customers have trusted Plaza Ford for more than 85 years. Get quality vehicles and superior service at Plaza Ford. Bel Air Road in Bel Air or online at plazaford.com.
Jason LaCanfora and Ken Wyman traverse the AFC North. 105.7
If we get those plays, it might have been a different story, and we just didn't hit on them. So I think there's a few more details in there that we'll have to go back and watch on the film, but that's kind of what it felt like in the second half. Just those plays we need to hit, we just didn't, and we got to go watch the film and see how we can get better.
It's Mitch Trubisky, currently still the quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers with Kenny Pickett in tow. The Steelers take on the Jets this Sunday. Looks like the Jets are going to have Zach Wilson back at quarterback as he is practicing. But the Steelers, man, they got that win opening week, and it's been a slog. It wasn't that great. They didn't look that great week one, Tim, but it's been a slog since.
Ken, when you get five turnovers and you need to go to overtime to win a football game, that says a lot about your offense. And keep in mind, that game, they had a pick six by, what was it, Minkah Fitzpatrick there. They can't. What can they rely on offensively right now? Najee Harris, he's doing nothing, averaging 3.2 yards per carry. Their line stinks. The receivers aren't really giving them any yak. But Mitch Trubisky, a lot of it's on him. He is that game manager. But Mike Tomlin, he's already getting asked, is Mitch Trubisky still your quarterback? Is he still your quarterback? And he was adamant that he's sticking with Mitch moving forward. If there was a time to make a switch, you had the 10-day layoff.
And the Jets,
But after the Jets, Ken, at Buffalo, Tampa at home, at Miami, at Philly, it could get ugly quick in Pittsburgh.
It could get late early in Pittsburgh. Hey, let's call an audible here there, Stone, since Tim was mentioning Mike Tomlin. Here's Tomlin talking about what he's liked about Trubisky so far.
In all areas. In decision making and where he's going with the ball, the time in which he's making decisions, the prudent use of mobility, whether it's by schematics or by ad lib, but just generally all areas.
Everything. He does everything well, yet he doesn't do much well all at the same time.
Yeah, 5.5 yards per attempt. He hasn't turned the ball over, which I guess has helped them, but going into the season, I thought maybe you could do more offensively. Maybe Matt Canada can scheme up more things, at least in the run game, option-wise with Najee Harris, because we know that Ben Roethlisberger couldn't move at all. Now, the offensive line, going back to them, not helping Mitch Trubisky out at all, but they're going to go to Kenny Pickett. It's a matter of when, not if. But after giving out that stretch upcoming, I don't know if you want to throw him to the Wolves there. Then after at Philly, you have the bye week.
Maybe that's the time.
I think that's the time, and that'll be eight games in at that point. You give Kenny the second half.
Yeah, I just, like you, I don't know where this offense improves at any point.
Can you hang your hat on?
Like nothing. I like Najee Harris, but he's got nowhere to run. There's nothing there, and the line's so bad. I don't know. Kenny Pickett's going to have much better luck. I know they got, like, Dante Johnson's a really nice receiver.
Yes.
Chase Claypool's good. I like Freiermuth. Najee Harris out of the backfield, but now TJ Watt's out for a while. They're hoping to get him back at some point, but that takes a huge piece of the defense.
And also, Ken, they can't stop the run. No. Going back to last year, they're the 32nd-ranked rush defense. When's the last time you're talking about the Steelers where you can't stop the run prior to 2021? Never.
Let's hear more from Mitch Trubisky, and he talks about how the Steelers can get better.
going through the film the next couple days and see where we can improve, especially on offense. So we just got to come in, meet. Everyone's just got to be on board with what we need to improve at and just be brutally honest about the film and where we're at overall. So I'm looking forward to getting back to work. It's work these next couple days and see where we can get better. We can rest and recover, but we got to make improvements.
Says they can watch the film and get better. He's a lot more optimistic than we are, T-Bone.
Well, you're going against the Jets defense where we know that they have a strong front seven, but they're giving up a ton of points, Ken. 24 points to the Ravens, 30 to the Browns, and 27 to the Bengals. So if Pittsburgh can't put up points this week, especially after a 10-day layoff, you have the extra days to game plan against the Jets, will they ever?
Hey, how much, if anything, do you think Zach Wilson coming back affects this game? You know, Joe Flacco led the Jets back against the Browns, but looked like a statue against the Ravens. Didn't look great last week against the Bengals. What do you think about Zach Wilson?
The Jets were a terrible team last year, to say the least. And Zach Wilson, he was not very good at all. Yeah, you give him that year, you give him that mulligan. They have some guys there, Michael Carter, Breece Hall in their backfield. Garrett Wilson has been very good.
They're
acquiring Corey Davis, Elijah Moore. He has weapons, so you're hoping that he can take the next step. You spent that high draft pick on him, second overall last year. It's go time for them, and they've been that inconsistent team thus far. Joe Flacco was terrible against the Bengals, wasn't all that good against the Ravens, and he's just Joe Flacco at this point. So Zach Wilson, how much better can he be than Joe Flacco?
He's more mobile.
He is more mobile. It's to be determined. Him coming off the meniscus injury, it might affect his mobility early on.
Steelers are a three-point favorite, which tells me the odds makers say it's a pick 'em because you get 3 points for home field. So odds makers, Vegas not that impressed with the Pittsburgh Steelers, nor probably should they be, Timo.
No, not at all. And I think this is going to be an ugly game. And
I'll be happy to be in the press box while this one's going on.
Watching the 1 o'clock. Yeah, you and me both, Ken. You, especially being dry out of the rain on Sunday. But the over-under in this one's 41.5 points. And bringing up the Steelers' schedule again, if they don't get this game against the Jets, they could have a very long slide. But Zach Wilson, I think they're going to lean on that running game here. Have him have an easy game back where he doesn't have to toss the rock around as much as Joe Flacco, where it seems like he was throwing at 50 pass attempts every single time. Lean on that run game. Help out your young quarterback.
Pirates. Steelers host the Jets at Sunday, 1 o'clock game. Again, it's a three-point spread. Steelers by 3. We will preview what the Browns have going on tomorrow's show. But coming up next, we got the update. Michael Pierce, I don't know if he's ever coming back. They got injuries on the D-line. Justin Houston isn't practicing today with the groin issue. What are the Ravens going to do to replace what they've already lost on the D-line? We shall discuss next here on The Fan.
Inside Access with Jason Lockenfora and Ken Wyman.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's not just a radio show. This is your inside access to the facts that others ignore. Jason LaConfora and Ken Wyman. 105.7 The Fan.
Jason is on his way to one winning drive. Media availability starts at 3:30. John Harbaugh, Lamar Jackson, and others will start talking around 3:30. As far as practice, which was already the media availability already happened, according to Jess Rebeck, covers the Ravens for The Athletic, not practicing Jalen Armour-Davis, Marcus Peters, Justin Houston, Michael Pierce, Patrick McCarry, Calais Campbell. He does speculate that Calais Campbell and Marcus Peters, and Houston for that matter, have all been given Wednesdays off for vet days, though Houston's got the groin. And with Pierce gone for maybe the year, but at least a while, and Houston possibly not playing this Sunday, what do they do to replace these guys?
Let's start with Michael Pierce, and it's being reported that he has a biceps tear. I remember Terrell Suggs had that early on in the season, and he ended up playing through that. It's a lot different with an interior defensive lineman where a lot of pulling and pushing. But with how bad the secondary has been so far, it's kind of shielded how poor the Ravens' run defense has been. They're giving up 5 yards per carry. Only four teams are giving up more than that. And losing a guy like Michael Pierce, who can provide you interior push, is a big deal. And who's going to get brought in? I keep seeing on Twitter, oh, is Brandon Williams get brought back? No, that ship has sailed. He wasn't in training camp. He's 33 years old, and he was a nothing burger last year. The guy that I think is going to get elevated is Isaiah Mack.
Sure.
And he was elevated for a couple games last year. He had a sack and a half. Jason.
He flashed.
Yeah, and even during the preseason, Jason and Bobby D, they've spoke highly of him so far. I think that's the first move there. Your boy Travis Jones is going to get pressed into a much bigger role.
Well, looking at some highlights of the people that do the film stuff, Travis Jones did flash a little more than just watching it on TV, so hopefully he is able to build off of that.
Yeah, it's his first game, and going against the New England offensive line that's better than what they have faced, he's going to get better as the year goes on, and a lot of people are high on him, and hopefully he can provide that interior pass rush, but guys that need to step up are the young guys. Is it Justin Matabike, who was unbelievable against the Jets week one, hasn't been able to recapture that so far.
Pretty good Sunday, ups and downs, but better Sunday than week two.
Better than week two. And Broderick Washington, who's been very solid as well. Does Brent Urban, he was a healthy scratch last week. Is he active this week?
Probably.
I would think so as well, because you gotta limit Calais Campbell's snaps. He played a ton of snaps on Sunday, but the rush defense, it's twofold, where really threefold. The defensive line's to blame. Edge rushers, Adafe always really struggles setting the edge there. And of course, inside linebackers. Patrick Queen with the missed tackles, and Josh Bynes, he had a lot of tackles this week, but a lot of them down the field.
And seemed to be going, like, he would hit the wrong holes, hit the wrong gaps at times. He had a better game, but not a great game.
No. And gosh, what, did he have two tackles through the first 2 weeks? Yeah. But Pierce is a sneaky loss, and he had the injuries last year with Minnesota. He opted out in 2020, but it was an elbow injury in 2021. So the fact that it's another arm, it's concerning. And as far as Justin Houston, they don't have a lot of options. Jason Pierre-Paul is going to have to play by default because they need bodies.
Yeah, I thought he was going to play anyway. Like, he's going to be they'd have him on a pitch count. It's going to be third and longs, short passing situations. But he's practicing today with the team. Harp said last week they thought he was in good shape when they brought him in. Obviously, he's not in game shape, but he's enough of a vet.
Sure.
Where you say just chase the quarterback, and we're good with that.
I wouldn't expect a ton of snaps for JPP this week. Brandon Copeland, he got elevated from the practice squad on Sunday, one of their two, and I would think that he's going to get elevated again, Ken, but we know how thin they are at outside linebacker, and Justin Houston, going back to week two, he played 69% of the snaps. Adafe Owe played over 80, and Owe is just playing a ton of snaps in general. They need to find a way to limit those, because even though Owe is very young in his second year, he's going to wear down at the end of the year, and he's not providing much to begin with. So if JPP can just be early on a nice rotational pass rusher, have him in on obvious passing downs, you're going to take that. But I just don't expect that 2020 guy who made a Pro Bowl, had 9.5 sacks. It's probably going to be more of the same with last year, 2.5 sacks there. He had 5 quarterback hits, and he's coming off offseason surgery. And those injuries have been mounting over the years for him.
Well, yeah, as the guy gets older, he gets a little slower and he gets a little banged up. Do you have any interest in Brandon Williams, who a lot of people have brought up the fact Brandon Williams is still out there? He was a Raven for a long time. Would you have any interest in Brandon Williams?
Zero. Zero interest in Brandon. I would much, much, much rather see Isaiah Mack get some run over a Brandon Williams. And the young guys that we've already talked about on the roster. Brandon Williams was bad last year.
Yes, he was.
He didn't provide any impact. And the Ravens' run defense was bad as well last year as far as yards per carry. He wasn't in training camp. What kind of shape is he in at this point? And there's a reason. Did he even have a workout anymore?
I did not hear any workouts.
I don't think he had any workouts. And he got that massive contract. He took some pay cuts at the end. It was a 5-year deal over $50 million. Never really lived up to it. Brandon Williams was a very good player, and the fact that he was a run stuffer didn't provide any pass rush interior. But at 33 years old, Ken, that ship sailed.
The last really good year for Brandon Williams was 2019, and that was after the Cleveland game. He didn't play, and Earl Thomas went after him after the game. They got blown out because they got run all over, and then he played his tail off the rest of 2019. But after that, it's been diminishing returns for Brandon Williams, and I have no interest. I'd rather go young here, or I'll give you a name, Ndamukong Suh. I'd much rather they go get Ndamukong Suh than Brandon Williams.
He is out there.
They tried to get him
a couple years ago. They did kick the tires there. He's a possibility, and if the defensive line is still struggling a few weeks from now, I want to see what they can do with this current group. At least Mack was here all summer. He did have a preseason. You did see him in a couple games that mattered last year. But just your confidence level in not just these guys rushing the passer, but the Ravens' ability to stop the run.
Well, the thing that troubles me, and the run thing is surprising, the thing that troubles me is, in my opinion, and Jason, you might disagree. I know Jason would probably disagree. I thought Marcus Peters and Marlon Humphrey played well Sunday. Because you've designed a roster that does not generate any pass rush, I don't care how good you are on the back end. And just because Peters and Marlon are playing well, now every team's got 3 receiver sets. Somebody, you got a rookie or something on the third guy. I'm sorry. you've designed a roster where you're not getting anything, and the quarterback can sit back there and take his time. Now they're blitzing a little more, and they force Mac Jones into some turnovers. Now you got Josh Allen. You're not going to do that with him like you did Mac Jones.
It was an underrated need for this team, the lack of depth at the cornerback position. They got unlucky with Kyle Fuller, and the Ravens have signed hurt guys in the past year. Kyle Fuller never missed a game until this year, suffering the season-ending injury in week one. But behind them, Ken, Jalen Armour-Davis and Pepe Williams, and they're rookies. Mm-hmm. We haven't said they're fourth-round picks. Ken, to expect them to have big-time impacts this early on, and they have to at this point, it is troubling. And I'm with you. I think Marcus Peters and Marlon Humphrey, are they playing at an elite level? Probably not, but they're playing at very strong levels right now. But quarterbacks know, hey, we can just go to the third and fourth guy. Why test a Marlon Humphrey and a Marcus Peters where the Ravens, you got two rookies behind him.
Yeah.
And Brandon Stephens, who
and Stephens is not 100%. Yeah.
He looked a step slow on Sunday. So, yeah, go after those guys instead of the two former All-Pros.
Remember, Jason Lockenfour is on his way to the castle. The media availability is going to start around 3:30. John Harbaugh, Lamar Jackson will speak at some point today, and others. We will find out who those others are when Jason gets out there. But coming up next year on the program, we'll talk to our buddy Tim Murray from VSiN. We'll get his thoughts on the college football season, what he's looking at this weekend. That's Tim Murray from VSiN next here on The Fan.
Jason Lockenfora and Ken Wyman on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Inside Access pushes the legal limit. High Rollers with Jason and Ken. 105.7 The Fan.
It's a Wednesday. That means we're joined by our friend Tim Murray from VSiN. Joins us courtesy of the Ashley Furniture Guest Hotline. And Tim, good afternoon. Thanks as always for joining us. I want to start with the Heisman Trophy. And is it still too early, or are we starting to get a clearer picture on the Heisman Trophy?
What's up, fellas? I think it is as crazy as it sounds. I think it's C.J. Stroud's to lose, Ohio State quarterback, and that's what you're seeing pretty heavily in the market, guys. You know, plus 140, plus 160 in that range. Look, you can talk about Caleb Williams. He's really impressive to watch. USC's quarterback, former Gonzaga guy from Bowie. But I still have my questions and reservations about USC. I thought he was a bit off against Oregon State last weekend. They've got a big trip going to Utah later on next month, I should say. But yeah, you look around and look, I understand the type around Hendon Hooker from Tennessee and Jalen Daniels from Kansas, but is the success Will Levis from Kentucky, sure. Is the success that they're having, Michael Penix out at Washington, is the success that they're having sustainable? And my belief, guys, is now you've seen it last 2 weeks, C.J. Stroud starting to pick up steam. You know, they dropped 77 on Toledo, 52 on Wisconsin. They've got some, bigger games coming up. So you could take a flyer. Look, I took a flyer on J.J. McCarthy, Michigan's quarterback. I don't know. I mean, they could be 11-0 potentially going into that game against Ohio State. And maybe you have an opportunity to hedge off of it. But, to me, I don't see – this is just my opinion. I don't really see a ton of, as they would say, value out there, because I think it's C.J. Stroud's to lose, and they have so many weapons, and I don't really see anyone tripping them up this year. I think they're a playoff team, and if they're a playoff team, I think he's handed the Heisman Trophy.
Let's get to some game picks, Tim. And Kansas, undefeated on the season after playing Duke, who was undefeated at the time. They are hosting the Iowa State Cyclones. They're 3-point home dogs. Does Kansas stay undefeated, Tim, or at least cover?
I don't think so. And this is, as Chris Felica would say from ESPN, this is a dog with fleas. Usually the public likes to find favorites. Look, last week, the most public play, at least at one shop that I chatted with here in Las Vegas, was Michigan, and they did not cover. Another favorite that they liked last week, USC, they did not cover. Clemson, they did not cover. But this week, I can only imagine. People have seen Kansas. They're getting the buzz. People said they should have got College Game Day last week against Duke. They win that game. They cover. They've covered 7 straight games, guys, going back to last year. I do believe that Lance Leipold will ultimately be the Nebraska head coach. That's just my hunch. He's a great coach. Won national championships at the Division III level. Turned around Buffalo to make them, the best team in the MAC. And what he's doing at Kansas is a borderline miracle. That all being said, I just think this is a spot where maybe the market has gone a little too far. And I think Iowa State comes in, takes care of business, and covers that short number of 3. So I'll be going against a very popular dog this week. I'm going to ride with the Cyclones in this spot.
Tim, I wanted to ask you mentioned Michigan not covering against Maryland. What does Vegas think of Maryland coming off that game? And is it like, I know they don't, nobody believes in moral victories, but that's the kind of game, especially when the opening kickoff goes off the kid's face and there's a touchdown 7 seconds in, you're thinking we've seen this movie before, but that they had opportunities, if not for a couple interceptions that might not have been interceptions, to win that football game.
Well, I can tell you one thing, Ken, is the fact that Maryland right now at the sharpest book in Las Vegas, which for college football, in my opinion, is Circa, and they open the lines on Sunday and they react accordingly. And this game opened this weekend, Maryland as a 4-point favorite against Michigan State. It is currently sitting at 9.
Wow.
So bettors are firing on Maryland. I don't know if it's more of an indictment on Michigan State, who was absolutely dreadful last weekend against Minnesota. And, look, if you got in early, you could set yourself up with a potential middle where you could hope the game lanes 7 and you win Michigan State +9 and Maryland -4. But I can tell you one thing. It's not only that the bettors are – that Vegas has started to believe in Maryland a little more, but it's a bit of a fade on Michigan State. But to think about Maryland right now hosting Michigan State, and we talked about over the summer why I like the over 5.5 wins, and I thought Michigan State was kind of a toss-up. Like, hey, if you can win Michigan State, great. That's just a cherry on top when you still have Indiana, Northwestern, Rutgers, Purdue, all those out there. And now they're a 9-point favorite. So the bettors are certainly backing them. And, the casual bettor, just to point this out, they don't move the line, right? Last week, we talked about on the show, bettors were backing Maryland. The sharper bettors, right? It opened 20, moved down to 16.5, and that's, I think it closed 17. So respected money was coming in, guys who move lines, and Maryland was one of the biggest, you know, anti-public plays of the week, and it covered as I mentioned, 11-1 ticket count on Michigan. Wow. Over the weekend. So, yeah, I think, you know, the Vegas is starting to respect them a little bit more. It's also a bit of an indictment on what Michigan State is. But, yeah, Terps a big favorite right now against Sparty on Saturday.
Well, let's go back to Michigan, Tim. They're on the road facing Iowa. And Iowa, recent history against top five teams hosting them is great. They're 11-point dogs in this one. Do they cover?
I did take a little on Iowa. Now, a very sharp handicapper in college football was on my show last night, and he said he took Michigan early in the week at, I think, 9.5. So it made me a little bit queasy. But, you know, Tim, you pointed out the fact of what the history is of Iowa at Kinnick Stadium. The last six top five teams that have walked into Kinnick Stadium. Now, it's a trend that dates back about, you know, 10, 15 years. So trends aren't everything. But all those teams are 0-6 against the spread, and five of them lost outright. You know, Kinnick Stadium has proven to be a very challenging place. I mean, we saw Ohio State during the Urban Meyer era go in there and give up 55 points. You know, I'll say this about Iowa. They are not very potent offensively, and that's being kind.
Yes.
But they have now covered the last two games. Granted, 2 weeks ago was against Nevada, who's, in my eyes, one of the worst teams in all of FBS football. But they went to Rutgers last weekend in what I thought was a bit of a look-ahead spot, and they took care of business, and they covered against Rutgers, and that game was never really in doubt. So, yeah, you're looking at a line of 10.5. You know, very curious to see what ultimately happens with this line as the week goes on. But, yeah, I would be on the side of the Hawkeyes here in this spot. Maybe not my favorite play of the weekend, but I would lean towards the Hawkeyes at home catching 10.5.
Talking to Tim Murray, it's Inside Access here on The Fan. I mentioned Will Levis earlier, so let's get to Kentucky Ole Miss. For those of you that have not been paying attention, Kentucky is the seventh-ranked team in the country, and this is not college basketball. So how legit, they go to 14th-ranked Ole Miss this weekend. How legit is Kentucky? Are you buying Kentucky? How you feel about this game, if at all?
Yeah, I think this is a huge game, Lane Kiffin came out and was kind of throwing his fans under the bus, which was an interesting tactic, saying that, you know, his team noticed that there was, you know, no one in the stands early on in the season for some of their games coming out of the tunnel. Yeah, Kentucky's catching a touchdown here, which feels like hefty. And the good news for Kentucky is their lead running back, Chris Rodriguez, is expected to play. He's been suspended the first four games of the season. Look, I feel like Kentucky, it's in their blood to really thrive in the role of underdog. You know, you saw Mark Stoops, their head coach, kind of go after John Calipari this offseason, which was bizarre. You know, when Cal said they're a basketball school, and then Stoops kind of pointed out how good their record has been. So I feel like that's what they thrive on. So they're getting an opportunity to go to Ole Miss. I do like this Ole Miss team quite a bit. This is a game that, you know, is probably one of my favorite games of the weekend. Early game, noon Eastern kickoff down there at Ole Miss. It'll be a great atmosphere, despite what Lane Kiffin said. but, you know, I kind of like, if I had to play it, Ken, I would look towards a dog here. You know, to your point, you know, how legit is Kentucky? I think a lot of people have pointed to that game in late November where they get an opportunity to host Georgia. You know, is that a chance for Kentucky to shock the college football world and win the SEC East? They got a lot more landmines to get through, but year after year, you doubt Kentucky, you've been on the wrong side because they've really been exceeding expectations. So fascinating game. It's interesting that it's sitting at 7, what this number has done so far. Open 4, so it's actually had some steady backing on the Rebels here. So might be a stay away for me, but certainly fascinating. And to your question, I do think Kentucky is legit to an extent. I don't know if they're a top 10 team, but I think you could say that, Ken and Tim, about almost every team in college football. Like, is this team really a top 10 team? I don't know. Someone has to be ranked in the top 10. And Kentucky went on the road and beat Florida, which maybe doesn't look as impressive now, but they certainly deserve to be in the top 10. I don't know if they're currently a top 10 caliber team, if that makes sense.
Sure.
Well, Tim, you used to work for Navy's radio network, right? So let's go to that game. They are at Air Force this week. Navy, 2-touchdown underdogs. What's your lean there?
Yeah, Tim, it hasn't been pretty the last couple of years. They got outscored 40-7 2 years ago. Last year was 23-3. So 63-10 the last 2 years. You know, the interesting part about these particular games, these service academy games, I think I want to say the last 15 Army-Navy games have gone under the total. Games including service academy since 2010, 35-1 to the under, but books are adjusting. Books opened this up at 34.5, and it got bet up to 37.5. Air Force is the real deal. I was surprised to see them lose at home 2 weeks ago to Wyoming. That was a bit of a stunner there in the Mountain West. And Air Force, especially with the struggles that Boise State is having right now, I mean, Air Force should emerge out of their division and play for the Mountain West title. Huge win for Navy. Props to Coach Ken and his squad going down to Greenville and beating East Carolina last week in double overtime. It's a lot of points. It's a lot of points to lay in this rivalry. However, as mentioned, the last two times these two teams have played, and three out of the last four, Air Force has won going away. So hopefully the Mids are up for the task. Very early game. This game's going to start at 10 a.m. local time out in Colorado Springs. It'll be on Big CBS, which is great, and love the opportunity for Navy to be on Big CBS. But that is a rough wake-up call. I know those guys are trained to get up at 6 a.m. every day, but man, getting your body ready to play a 10 a.m. local game is rough out there in Air Force.
Tim, one more quickly. Undefeated NC State against undefeated Clemson. Clemson's quarterback, Ugalele, he finally had a really good game since basically his best game, I guess, since he's been the full-time starter, arguably. Which way are you leaning on this?
So I'll say this, Ken. Last week I was impressed by what we saw from DJU at the quarterback position. Kind of trusted his receivers, was putting it up there. The reason I haven't put anything on this game is what is Hurricane Ian going to do? What's the trajectory? Is it going to affect this game? You've seen the total drop from 46 down to 39.5. You know, so certainly you could see some remnants there in Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina. I've seen a lot of these totals go well down. So that would be something to keep an eye on. But what I was going to point out was, you know, Wake Forest has a very good offense. And Sam Hartman, you know, great to see him back on the field after his health scare early on in the season. And he played exceptionally well. Clemson wins that game in overtime. But I was disappointed by the defense. I thought their corners were exposed. You know, I thought the defensive line would get much more push and wreak a lot more havoc. They did not. So, you know, I still would side with Clemson here if we have normal weather, because I haven't been that impressed by NC State. I mean, they should have lost week one to East Carolina. They've been kind of underwhelming. This is certainly a game they've circled. Now, it's revenge. Clemson lost to NC State last year, so this is a revenge factor. But I would lean towards Clemson in this spot. Real quickly, I'll just point out one more game that I love the situational spot. So Texas A&M last weekend, guys, anyone who caught this, they returned a fumble for a score, like 98 yards. Arkansas hit the top of the upright and lost to Texas A&M. So 23-21 win for A&M last week at Jerry's World. Next week, remember all of the hubbub this offseason between Jimbo Fisher and Nick Saban kind of going at each other? Well, they play each other next week. This week, the task at hand for the Aggies, who are, let's just say, not the greatest offense in the world, is go to Starkville and take on Mississippi State. I like Mississippi State in this spot. I think situationally it's tough for Texas A&M, and I think there's an opportunity for Mississippi State to kind of prove a point, and they're a favorite as an unranked team against a ranked foe in Texas A&M. So I like the Cowbells down there in Starkville on Saturday.
Tim Murray, let everyone know what's going on at VSiN.
Yeah, every weekday, myself, Sean King, who was very complimentary of Lamar Jackson, rightfully so, might I add, 6 to 9 p.m. Each and every weekday, VSiN primetime. If you are jonesing for college football, check out the VSiN College Football Podcast wherever you get your podcasts. 3 episodes each and every week.
Tim Murray, always great, man. We shall chat next week.
All right, boys. Talk to you.
Appreciate it. It's Inside Access. Jason is at the castle. They're meeting with the media. I saw Marcus Peters at the podium. I'm kind of jealous. He's one of my all-time favorites, so I don't get to hear him talk. But Jason, well, we'll hear from him, if not later today, tomorrow. But coming up next, T-Bone, league at large, and we'll hear from the one of the two undefeated teams in the National Football League, Nick Sirianni, head coach of the Eagles, and Jalen Hurts. We'll hear from them next here on The Fan.
Inside Access with Jason and Ken.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Inside access to the National Football League.
For a touchdown.
NFL insider Jason LaConfora, Ravens insider Ken Wyman.
Joining us now, the former Hall of Fame coach Bill Cowher, Boomer Esiason, the head coach of the Los Angeles Rams Sean McVay.
The league at large, brought to you by Valor Home. Get 50% off all roofing materials, no matter the size, plus a free upgrade to HDR architectural shingles, and make no payments until 2024. Call 833-83-VALOR or online at valorhome.com. 1057 La Fan.
Just the way he's kind of seeing the field right now, you know, he's identifying what's coming and he's knowing where to go with the football. And then his accuracy has been really outstanding. So I think his numbers speak for itself as where we are at this point in the season. And he's been on it. So it's that development that you always want out of every quarterback, is to see it faster, to get the ball to the guys that the ball is supposed to go to and the coverage that they're playing, and that it's an accurate ball. And he's continued to improve on those things.
Nick Sirianni, the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. Remember his opening press conference when he got the job and how bad it was? Well, sometimes you lose the press conference but win the long-term battle. It looks like they got a real coach there in Sirianni, and he's talking about Jalen Hurts, who, in my opinion, if Lamar Jackson's the MVP through 3 weeks, Jalen Hurts is second.
Oh, he deserves some recognition there, and they got a real head coach, like you were saying. They got a real quarterback,
yes.
And I didn't think this was going to be
the
case for Jalen Hurts. I thought he would be a middling guy.
I thought they'd be drafting one next year.
Yeah, they're 3-0, and just talk about the improvements that Sirianni referenced. His completion percentage, yes, it's just three games, has gone up by 6%. His yards per attempt has gone up by 2 yards. His yards per completion has gone up by 2 yards. He is, and the passer rating has gone up by 20 points. So Hurts is having a very good year, and as are the Eagles. Two back-to-back games in which they thumped their opponent in Minnesota and Washington. And that Detroit game, Ken, they were blowing them out before Jared Goff and company had that comeback.
Took their foot off the gas a little bit. Let's hear from Jalen Hurts. Jalen, how's this team different from last year?
I think, you know, we've yet to play our best ball yet. I think we're close in terms of executing on a consistent basis throughout four quarters of the football game. Last year, I remember being asked the question of, oh, well, how close are you? You're saying this every week. Well, I think it's the same situation here. We just got 3 wins in our column, but I could care less about it because we haven't played to our standard yet. So if we can continue to strive and play to our standard, everything else will handle itself.
I got to give him a ton of credit. I never thought he was going to be a really good NFL quarterback. He's proving me wrong so far, proving a lot of people wrong. The kid works his tail off. That's obvious. And I think he's a really good leader as well. Thought he showed some real leadership. Remember when he got benched in the national championship game? Didn't pout. Was on the sidelines. Cheered on Tua. I thought that said a lot about his character then. Kid's tough as hell. And he's got a ton of talent around him.
And he's confident. And you said it, Ken. That's what I was going to say. The difference between last year and this year, it's a hell of a lot better roster. He's got A.J. Brown. They signed Hassan Reddick. Jordan Davis has been a beast for them. Howie Roseman has been pressing all the right buttons. Why can they do that? Because you get a quarterback on his rookie deal still.
Second-round pick,
His cap hit this year is $1.6 million. Talk about a bargain at the quarterback position. And their game this weekend, Ken, Jags... Eagles. That's a big spot for both clubs. Jags, of course, coming off two back-to-back blowout wins. Trevor Lawrence playing with confidence. It's a big-time spot for both
and
teams.
And I don't know if you're aware of this, but Doug Peterson, the head coach of the Jaguars, there's a statue of him outside the stadium for the Philly special when they won the Super Bowl. Him and Nick Foles on the sidelines. Statue right outside the stadium. So Doug Peterson coming back to where he won a Super Bowl.
Their only Super Bowl in franchise history. So that game will be a lot of fun. Eagles are favored by 6.5 in that game, but it's a talented, talented roster. And I forget who we had on recently. I asked the question, could it be the most talented roster in the NFC, Ken?
The Eagles?
Yeah.
I think a lot of people thought most talented roster in football. It just depends on how the quarterback plays. And right now the quarterback's playing his rear end off. So it's a very positive development if you're an Eagles fan, if you're for the Philadelphia Eagles. And yeah, I think they're legit.
And they're in the NFC East, Ken.
Yeah,
they're
going
to run away with it. With the Cowboys who stink, Commanders stink, Giants, they got off to that 2-0 start and then they laid a turd at their home stadium on Monday Night Football. Eagles could have the NFC East clinched early.
Inside Access, Jason is at the castle. He'll be back in about an hour. Coming up next here on the program, Doug Farrar from USA Today. We've been talking about a lot about how good Lamar Jackson is. Well, we'll ask Doug Farrar what he's seeing from Lamar. How much better is he than, say, a year ago? We'll ask Doug Farrar next here on The Fan.
Inside Access with Jason Chan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.